Hi everyone, Deidre Shen here from the Growth Boss podcast, and I have an episode for you all about beating the overwhelm because the number of times that I have been feeling overwhelmed in the last few weeks, months, too many to count. So I wanted to share a bit of my thoughts and my experiences with you, which is going to happen right after the intro, and I'll be back.
The big question is this. How does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing. That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai, and this is the Growth Boss podcast.
I've been listening to Simon and Garfunkel. Wow, you are really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Again, I have no idea what this episode is going to be about, so I'm just like, what have I been listening to? Bridge Over Troubled Water, just so you know.
Oh, Bridge Over, okay, I like that. Because I was going to say, you know, what specifically have you been listening to? So thank you for preempting that. Bridge Over Troubled Water. So let us talk about that because I think that's somewhat fitting to this episode. Because right now in my, I guess I want to call it life, but that sounds really dramatic in my mind. Why do you keep laughing at me?
Life is pretty dramatic, yes. But in your mind.
In my mind. I've been going through this. I feel like this has been going on for a few weeks anyway, but like just this constant overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And I think I do this to myself totally. So this is my troubled waters, right? I'm like this, I mean, this cycle of feeling overwhelmed. The reason why I say I do this to myself is because like right now I have about like four business ideas that I want to implement and get it all out there.
The latest is my favorite.
I'm about two more books that I want to write. I have, you know, court like training I need to do. I have like interviews. There's a lot going on in my mind. Mm. In my mind, there's a lot going on. And so I want to talk about this thing about overwhelm because I think we all feel it at some point. Hopefully not constantly because that is also unhealthy.
Yeah.
But we do, right? Running businesses, looking after family, especially if you have kids and a big kid, if you're married.
It can be very overwhelming.
Very overwhelming, right? Maybe some pets. Maybe, you know, you have maybe a 9-to-5. There's a lot going on in all of our lives, which is great because that's what makes our lives rich, mm-hmm. And colorful and depth and like gives it depth and things like that. But then also there's that flip side of it, which is if we start to put too much on ourselves, it can very quickly become overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And then with that comes being totally ineffective, being totally, just wanting to always just throw it all in because it's like, well, I can't do any of this.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah.
And I see a lot of people, you know, in our community, other business owners sometimes go through this phase where it's like, it is all too much. And so I guess that's kind of what I want to talk about. Mm. And I'll talk about an example. So, as hopefully people know by now, I've launched my first book. It's called The Traffic Formula. Now, I had in my mind before when I started writing and even before then, I was like, I'm going to write this book that is going to incorporate all of my learnings and frameworks, everything from traffic to conversion to content and everything. Mm-hmm. But very quickly when I sat down to start to write, I got overwhelmed. I was like, it's all in my head somewhat, but like the act of, I actually really don't enjoy writing that much. Mm-hmm. So the act of having to write all of that, I was like, this is too overwhelming. And it got to the point where I was like, I was getting up an hour early each day to try to like write this book. And I just felt really ineffective. And then with everything else, you start to tell yourself things like, I'm not cut out for this.
Yeah.
Who's going to even want to read what I have to write? All of those things, right? But this is just common pattern that we all, you know, we get into some of these things and we start to tell ourselves things, which are not true, by the way. So I had to be like, okay, how do I, again, break myself out of this? How do I identify it and go, okay, I think there's a blocker here. Mm. I definitely want to get this outcome because I think this is a way that I can contribute to hopefully more of our community, and more people out there. So I think it's important, but I just can't actually get myself to do it.
Yeah.
And so one way that I found, to become really effective was I just chunked it right down. And I was like, you know what? Instead of writing one big book that in my mind was probably going to take like months and months, maybe even a year to write, which like those kind of goals for me, when it's like that far out, are just really ineffective, for me to get to be motivated to do anything. Yeah. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to chunk this down. Hence why I'm now on my second book. Because that wasn't like, I was just like, I just needed to feel like I've accomplished something. I just needed to feel like, okay, one part is done. And maybe down the track, I might just, you know, combine them all into one book. But for now, it was like, I just need to get this thing done. I need to feel like I've completed something, get it out there. And that's really the way that I've kind of helped. Oh, it's helped me break through this particular piece of overwhelm. So yeah, so that's kind of what I want to talk about.
But I think it's helped your reader as well, because as you say, you know, you start off with this thing about, let me just put it all, everything I know. And we, it's such a good, I think, analogy for just how we work sometimes, where we just want everything to be perfect or complete before we share it. But I would say, because there's so much already just in the Traffic Formula book, that I think it actually worked out really well for the person who's going to get it too, because they can just take that bit and be like, okay, I'm not going to get overwhelmed reading. I'm going to read this bit and try to make that work you know, while you're doing your next book, and then that comes next.
Yes.
So I think it actually worked out better for everyone. It
yeah.
It was great for you to, you know, break through, but also from a consumer perspective.
And I think that's the other thing that we have to realize as well, is that like sometimes we realize these things after the fact, like totally granted, like now where I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good point. but there's never like, and this is the thing with, you know, and I go back to things like perfection and stuff, like the perfectionist in me might have been like, no, 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 I have to take, you know, my time and get this all down and out and keep iterating it as well. Because even as I was writing, I was like, oh, I need to talk about this thing. And I was like, no, I can't, right? You just cannot. But that's okay, because you get it out there. That's not to say that this is going to be this is the first, I'd say, edition, the first version of this book.
Yeah.
I am for sure at some point probably going to update it with more things I learn, you know, as I, experience more about business and have the privilege of talking to more entrepreneurs and stuff like that. But, right now I was like, okay, I'm putting that perfectionist in me aside and I'm just going to like get this thing out there.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, I'm testing it. Right. I'll get feedback. People might tell me it sucks. Hopefully more people tell me it's good. Hopefully. But either way, I will be able to learn from that, and use it for my second book, use it for my third book, but then also use it to come back and revisit this first book.
Yeah.
So I hope people are taking something from this, which is like, put all of that aside, especially when you are feeling overwhelmed. Okay. If you can identify yourself feeling overwhelmed, it is most likely because you are getting into this perfectionist mode of wanting to do everything, complete everything. And not just that, but at a good stand, like your perfect standard. And that is just not possible.
Yeah.
That is not possible. So I want you to think about, first of all, what are the pillars, I guess, that you're being overwhelmed about?
Yeah.
And then start to break those down even further. How can you chunk it down to be like, okay, just this week, for example, just this week, I'm only going to do this one small thing. And I'm not saying write a whole book in a week. That's not what I mean. For me, it was like write like an introduction was in a week, you know, like an introduction to a chapter was for me like, okay, if I can get this done in this week, then that's a good, like, that's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, guys, like, please do that. I know that I get a lot of feedback that people want help with time management. People want help with planning, things like that. This is the first thing that, or one of the first things that you need to do, which is like, if you're asking for help on time management, if you're asking for help for planning, things like that, is because you're probably starting to feel this overwhelm. So do yourself a favor, please. And I don't mean that in a condescending way, but literally in a do yourself a favor. And identify what are those things that is creating that overwhelm. And then how can you either chunk it down for yourself or ask for help? Okay. Because sometimes it's not all on your shoulders. Like it's not. You hopefully you surround yourself with the right people who love you, and are willing to help. And whether that's, I don't know, picking the kids up after school or something else that can free up a bit more of your time to work on, you know, what you want to, then do that. Try it and see. So that was it. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Please let us know. Ratethispodcast.com/thegrowthboss. Leave us a review and rating, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully, what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.